What is up, you guys? I have been waiting to talk about this for some time. You guys know how I am. I like to jump right into the topics. Now, if you hear kind of a weird vibration, I'm recording this from my car as this is when I was able to record this. I could not wait. I felt like somebody really needed to hear it. So if that person is you, then just know that God put this on my heart to do right now, immediately, so that you could hear this and so that it could encourage you. But what I wanted to talk about was feeling left out. And I feel like this is something that we have to hide the older we get, like in your late 20s and early 30s. It's kind of, you know, it's still kind of not okay. But the older you get, it's kind of definitely like you should not feel that emotion. But the truth is that we do. When people leave us out of things, when they go on trips and leave us out, or we get left out of the group chat that's going to, you know, Dubai, or we get left out of a group project, or at work, you find out your coworkers are working on something, a special project, and you weren't selected for it. The truth is that when you are left out of things and we are left out of things, it hurts. So the first thing I would say is that be okay with that pain. Be okay with the fact that this hurts me, that I got left out. It hurts me that I was not selected to be a part of the posse or the group, the prayer group, whatever it is. It hurt. That's a natural emotion that we all feel. It is something that's definitely okay to feel. And it's something that we have to sit in and embrace. And I think it kind of hurts us more when we kind of try to be prideful and say, well, I don't care. Because like I said, the older we get, it can be embarrassing. Because according to society, I think, according to social media, we're not allowed to feel that. We're not allowed to say, oh my God, I was left out, because they say, like, get over it. But it hurts us. So if you feel this emotion, the first thing that I want you to do is be okay with it. However it makes you feel, if it makes you feel like a loser, if it makes you feel dumb, if it makes you feel sad, if it makes you feel mad, if it makes you feel less than, take a moment and just sit there in it. And then tell God, thank you. Lord, I thank you. Because, I say that, because what you're doing is sitting in a moment where you feel at your lowest, but you're able to lift up your hands and praise God still. That is the number one thing. So when you get left out of something, always just lift up your hands. God, I thank you. Because in my personal darkest moment, and this sad moment that I feel, in this moment where I feel like absolutely nothing, I want God to know that I was able to lift my hands and give him a praise. That's the first thing. Now, the next thing is that I think you have to view your efforts. One thing that we do when we are left out of things is that we minimize our efforts. Maybe I didn't put enough work in. Maybe I wasn't good enough. Maybe they're smarter than me. Maybe they know more about this than me. But if you've made an effort to be in whatever, you know, social group that's gathering, if you made an effort to be in that, be okay with your effort. Don't take it away from yourself. Don't say, well, I didn't do good enough. I wasn't good enough. Don't say I didn't study hard enough. Don't say that to yourself. Now, if that's a reality you have to face, then face it. But if you feel like you really put your all into it, if you feel like you really put your all into it, then I tell you what, you don't take that away from you. If you try, at work, I was left out of something. And I found out a person who started after me had trained for another position. And it was something that was kind of just a little bit more reputable in the company, a reputable position. And she started after me. So I said to myself, I put every effort that I could into learning this company, into my position. And she got selected. And it hurt. And this was recently. And this was like yesterday I found this out, right? If I felt terrible. And so I said to myself, I started, of course, the natural thing to do is be really sour, right? And be like, well, why did you get to train for that? And I didn't. That's literally what my mind is on. Like, what? How could you be selected and not me? But I said, you know what? I have to come to this realization and trust God, because I have to be that person, that champion person, that winner person, that different person, that unearthly person to say, congratulations, I'm happy for you, because it is a more reputable company. I have to think about her family. I have to think about, is it a better position for her to be in? Because she had shared with us before that she actually did DoorDash in the morning and she was trying to make some extra income. So me as a human being, can I be happy for another human being who's trying to put their best foot forward and make more money? Can I just take a moment and be happy for her? Of course I can, because I'm working on being that person, that godly person who says congratulations. Now, another part about feeling left out is that we kind of think that people know what we're thinking. Let me explain. Visibility is so important when it comes to corporate America, when it comes to your job, but it is important with social things as well. So if you want to be a part of something, let's just say, for example, sometimes when I go to church, sometimes I have to leave early. I might have to go home and cook. I might have to go home and, you know, do my housewifely duties, you know, before the night ends, because that's what I believe makes God happy with me, is to be a wife and a mother first above all other ministries that I have. And let's say I leave early every Bible study and I go home. I don't know if there's something kind of gathering afterwards and people are meeting and they're coming up with groups for something and let's get this project done. And so maybe they say, well, let's not ask her because she's probably too busy or she might not be interested. But what we never do, I don't know why we do this, because of our pride. That's why we do it. We never go to them and say, hey, can I be a part of this? Hey, I noticed that you guys have something going on. How can I help? Or, you know, can I? Because we're too afraid of rejection. We're too afraid to let them, to hear them say, no, you can't be a part of this or whatever. But I want you to know I'm interested. And if my heart truly is in the right place, and for me, a lot of times this is for ministry, if my heart is truly in the right place, I'll participate and I'll ask. So if there's something that you want to be a part of, ask. Get out there, try new things. Ask them, like, hey, I don't know if you guys selected people, because maybe they selected people who they thought were interested. Maybe they selected people who they thought wanted to participate in it. Not everybody who doesn't choose you to be a part of something is a monster. Maybe you've done something to make them think maybe you're not interested. So have that conversation and just change it. I am interested. I do want to be a part of this. I do want to participate. Now, the next part of this is when we get left out, there's a part of it where the entire world like sinks around us. Everything gets dark and black. And now all of a sudden we are this big loser who no one likes and we're never asked to be a part of things. So for a second, if you've been left out of something, I don't care if it's a family meeting, think about the things that you have participated in. What are some of those things that you've been called on first? Because in that moment of feeling left out, of not being picked, we forget about every other time that we were. This should prove to you how great you are, how great of a person you are, how smart you are, how people respect you, how people think of you. Think of all those things you got picked for. Think of all those things that people said, hey, this person would be great for. Think of that. Don't let the world crash on you. I have to tell this myself, because the moment I feel left out of something, I'm telling you, I feel so devastated. I'm so heartbroken. I don't like it. I want to be picked for everything. I want you to call my name. Yes. But the reality is that's not going to always happen. So what I do, I just ask, hey, can I be a part of this? It seems really cool. It seems like a good idea. Or can I help in any way? Because what we want to do is make sure that we just don't want to be picked for our sense of pride, but we want to get picked to get the task done. And so in my situation, I'm very faithful to my church. I have to make sure I don't want to just get picked to be a part of a project or a task just to say I got picked. I want to help get it done. And the truth is, if I can't help, if I don't get picked, do I care enough to say, that's okay, let me just give some money towards it. Let me give $20 towards it. Let me give my time. Let me help you, because that's where my heart is. And God honors that. God looks at that. God loves that. God loves to see us when we are being charitable and giving ourselves over. He loves to see us clothe ourselves in humility. And somebody could be like, oh, humility. But you have to understand, Christ did this for us. He died for us. He hung his head and he died. And a lot of times people have Christ depicted as someone who was hung on a cross and had, they, you know, a lot of the pictures we see have the sheets over him. He was not like that. He was fully exposed, clothed in all humility, the King of glory. Can you imagine it? God comes down in the form, in the fleshly form, the King of Kings, high majesty as he can be, no other entity around, surrounding the entire atmosphere, the world, the whatever, we don't even know, nothing else like this person. But he comes down and clothes himself in humility. Can you imagine that? The King of glory, now a baby, who has to boo-boo on himself and get cleaned up by someone, by his mother, seated on the throne high and lifted up. God himself, he loves us that much. He's willing to sacrifice himself, be humiliated amongst people, innocent as can be, the precious, the Lamb of God. And then we turn around and say, I'm salty or I'm mad because I didn't get picked, because I have to face the humiliation of not getting picked for this. Tell God, thank you. Lord, I thank you because I am one step closer to understanding what you did for me, what you did for us. I am one step closer to understanding your glory. I am one step closer to understanding how you got left out, how you got singled out. I'm one step closer to God. Can you believe that? So whatever it is you got left out of, tell God, thank you. Lord, we all say that we want to be closer to God, that we want to know God more. And a lot of us think that that means that we need to study his word more, which we do. But we're going to be just like him. We bear the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what if they left you out? Yes, it hurts. Let it hurt. Cry unto God. God is close to the brokenhearted. Let God be close to you. Let God hear from you. Let it be a moment where you can connect with God. It's not about them who left you out. It's not about them. Right now, it's about you and the King of glory. Lord, let me come to you. Let me talk to you. Let me spend a day with you. Let me be alone. Let me be intimate with you, God. They left me out. They singled me out. They forgot about me, Lord, but you will never forget about me, God. You said that you'll be close to me. God, you said you'll never leave me or forsake me. Rejoice. Bless are the brokenhearted. Bless are the meek and the spirit, God. You're in such a beautiful place because let's be honest, had they picked you to be a part of it, your mind probably right now wouldn't even be on God. But God allowed it to happen. Maybe God wants to spend time with you alone. He created us. Maybe he wants to talk to you. Maybe he wants to whisper to you and tell you sweet nothings. Maybe he wants to encourage you. God went to prepare a place for us. The church is the bride of Christ. We're going to spend forever with him. And just like a man and a woman engaged, they talk and they say sweet things to each other. Could you imagine? After I end this episode, can you take 10, 15 minutes to just talk to God and just pray and just call on that name, Jesus? and just tell God, I love you. Thank you for the moment that I'm having right now. Thank you for this precious moment. And yes, it came out of something painful, but God, I thank you because it led me to you. But God, I thank you because it led me to your power, Lord. It led me to your glory. It led me to understanding a little bit more how you felt on earth alone. No one else like you. How you could have stopped. You could have called legions of angels, God, to come get you, to come rescue you. But you chose not to. You clothed yourself in that humility. You hung your head low, Lord Jesus Christ, for me, for us, so that we could live and have life more abundantly, so that we can live with you in eternity. God did that for us. Can you go through this little season, this little test, this little time for him? And I know it doesn't feel good, but rejoice, because if you are left out, you are one step closer to understanding the pain that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, felt when he was on the earth. I hope that this episode has encouraged you. I hope that it's allowed you to lift your head up. And I hope that it's allowed you to see that when people don't choose you and then when they don't select you, it is okay. Be happy for them. Invite yourself to the party, or just say, hey, this is what God felt when he got left out. I want to thank you so much for listening. It truly means a lot to me. I truly want people to be uplifted, encouraged, and come closer to God. You guys can definitely find me. You can contact me at any time. I love to hear from my listeners. You can find me on Facebook at Sheila B. That's S-H-E-E-L-A space capital B, just like that. And my Buzzsprout, my Spotify account should have all my contact information. I would definitely love to hear from you. God bless you. If able, please continue to support the show. You are definitely able to reach out to me, and anything helps, because I want to spread the love of God to the world. I do need some more equipment in order to continue to do that. It is my hopes that this podcast can be definitely visual. I want people to hear beautiful stories. So follow me. Download this. Follow me on all major accounts. I am definitely looking forward to hearing from you guys. You guys can contact me. My TikTok is Sheila B. S-H-E-E-L-A-B _ on the beat. Sheila B on the beat. So let me say it again. S-H-E-E-L-A-B all together _ on the beat. O-N-T-H-E-B-E-A-T. Definitely looking forward to hear from you guys. I hope that this has blessed you. God bless you. Like and follow for more. God is amazing. And I love to talk about God, and I love to talk about social issues. It excites me. I love to talk about business, love, everything. We are going to build this platform from the bottom to the top. So please be a part of it. Be a part of it. Screenshot this. Send it to me. I want to see your support. I want to see that you are with me from the beginning. Please. God bless you. Good night.